Hello listeners, welcome to my podcast Future of Cybersecurity, and good to connect you in this topic of simplifying network security with SASE. Gartner predicts the next 5 years the market for SASE, also known as Secure Access Services, will grow at a compounded annual growth rate of about 42%, reaching almost 11 billion by 2024. Enterprise today invested on multiple point network and security products and services across their remote offices, corporate backbone network, data centers, and even in public clouds. While the users and applications are outside their physical corporate perimeter, it requires a prolonged approach. This includes software-defined WAN, WAN accelerators, content delivery networks, next-gen firewalls, secure web gateways, cloud security access broker, data loss prevention solutions, DNS security, virtual private networks, and many other technologies. Why should we still think of keeping something within the perimeter when our users are outside and the resources are outside? SASE is a solution that thinks everything on cloud. The operational management complexity to maintain this multi-vendor product require skilled professionals. It also needs a streamlined processes, well-documented standard operating procedures, and an integrated cross-functional synergies between both IT, network, and security operation teams. Vendor management becomes another area of focus to renew the license, resolve technical and functional use cases, troubleshoot to fix the product issues, and performing vendor governance. From a user personas for the corporate workforces, you see third-party contractors, partners, and customers who access the network from anywhere and use any network. The productivity of the users will be challenged due to the network latency, increased bandwidth usage of VPN, bring your own device security components if we deploy a hardware or virtual software-based appliance sitting in a data center or in a corporate or branch offices. Compliance adherence with multiple security agents in a single endpoint system causing performance issues. So how to solve this? SASE is a concept is to have all functional components of both network and security required for an enterprise available on a cloud-based services that are globally accessible for the digital business. Let's discuss on the evolution of security services solution in the recent years. Let us try to understand the evolution of network and security components that exist in the market today over the recent years. Early 2007, the adoption of web proxy solution got emerged. Enterprises require a solution which typically monitors the web traffic, both HTTP and HTTPS, for the users accessing the internet. Remote offices being adopted UTM security solutions, it means the firewall vendors started shipping their product which has multiple components of security in it. The dedicated VPN technologies got emerged. The load balancer companies started introducing WAN accelerators and web proxy solutions. In 2010, there is a change in the industry wherein the security vendors started shipping next-gen firewall products, wherein these firewall also has certain features like web filter, URL filtering solutions, antivirus protection solutions, things like that. During that time, the secure web gateway vendors also started adding more capabilities into their features on the web proxy solution, which includes URL filtering, content inspection, malware and antivirus inspections, things like that. Early in 2015, Secure Internet Gateway solution got emerged. Cloud Security Access Broker solution has got emerged, where organizations require to see what's happening in the SaaS world or the infrastructure where they don't have control at all. SD-WAN security became more prominent. Also, many SaaS-based security solutions got into existence. In 2017, the concept of Security Access Services got emerged, which has made the vendors to think of deploying a purpose-built cloud-based solution where it has combination of all security solutions in the cloud. the emergence of zero trust network principles got emerged, and the technology has been changed with edge computing and IoT computing solutions. In 2019, SASE-based service has got commercialized into the market with a combination of technologies in the cloud, which includes your software-defined WAN, CASB solution, secure web gateway solution, DLP solution, SSL inspection product, remote access solution, and also zero trust network access solutions. Many vendors started adopting the SASE-based offering that has a combination of all these technologies. This simplifies the operational management with a centralized console, allows the administrator to configure the security policies, and can be locally enforced based on the regional compliance requirement. The CISO can have a visibility and control of the security management that has moved down to a granular security level, adopting zero trust principles. The cyber attack surface can be reduced by adopting zero trust principles, which has a contextual security based on identity management for both users and applications. It is time for IT security leaders to evaluate the use cases, to prefer the SASE-based solution while they are renewing any of their existing network and security technology stack, or making any new investment decisions. Thanks for listening.